You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Here we go again, guys. Another round of Almost Famous. Look at this. This is my de facto co-host. It's Buddha, a.k.a. Chubby Guy. And watch this Pavlovian or kind of experience here. It's this cheese, see? He enjoys cheese. He loves cheese. So much so that he actually even asked me for cheese earlier. Huh, didn't you? Didn't you, Buddha? Watch. What did you say? Give me that.
Give me that. Ouch.
Do you want to come in? Give my cheese.
There you go. Give my cheese. That's it. He coined the phrase. Here, let's give him his cheese. Guys, I am cooked up literally today. For the past few days, I've been battling this hacking cough that won't quit. But I've been taking loads of different folks told me just, you know, what you want to do is OD on like vitamin C. So I took emergency. I took lemonade. Just about every home remedy known to man. I delve into TikTok to try to get the latest deal. You know, I always have, you know, my finger on the pulse with Hollywood and TikTok. TikTok is, you know, it's the way to go, right? These days, all the sound bites is where you get all the latest info. But yeah, I'm pretty sick. In fact, so much so, I don't know if you can tell, but I got pink eye. So there's no way I can go anywhere. It reminds me a lot of the pandemic. I have a quick story for you guys. Limo story, if I may. I don't know if you guys like limo stories. My nephew Ezra sent me commented on something on the show, which, by the way, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And for like last week, I had my good friend and confidant, Mr. JT Tropper. On, we had such a blast right off the gate. And, you know, the coolest thing with having JT on was we were riffing off and he has just as much energy, if not more. So that said, thank you so much because we got quite a bit of people tuning in. But back to Ezra. Ezra says he wanted me to tell the story about Fergie. So years ago, I drove Fergie, right? And I don't know if it was a bachelorette party or what, but there's a few girls and they were out on the strip in Vegas and we were driving around. And at some point she's like, I got to tinkle, you guys, I got to really go. And she gets this crazy bright idea where the music's blaring and I'm driving like doing 100 miles an hour, just like fucking going around every block and just keeping the party going, you know, on the road, so to speak. And she decides to freaking, believe it or not, to go in the shot glasses. She makes it in all 7 or 8, I think. Not a drop on the floor either. So it was pretty good. And I guess they had Bloody Marys because it was she had her monthly bill because it was red, like when it left it there. But that was my Fergie limo story. I didn't get tipped, but I mean, it's quite a story, right? It's pretty crazy. At any rate, I want to just thank my next. I have a great guest for you. It's quite unconventional what you're going to get. She's all the way around, well-rounded comedian, entertainer. And guess what? Speaking of Las Vegas, straight out of Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Journal's got her pegged as a ventriloquist vixen. So, I mean, you guys, I cannot You know what? Without further ado, let's welcome Miss April Brucker. April.
Hello. Hello. I don't know how I can follow that Fergie limo story, though. Like, that's impressive. Not a drop.
Not a drop. It went right into, she made it right into, yeah. Yeah, she's that really good, prolific. Probably did it so many times in other limos, you know, because she's the one that brought up that great idea. And you know, I got to give it to her. You know, she is
she's
a
former. But she didn't tip you, though. That's pretty messed up.
No, you know what?
She didn't tip you.
I got to tell you, I've had my share of people in the car where they don't tip. And, you know, as an entertainer, you've seen, I know you tip. And most people, the least they can do is tip their drivers, tip the people that, you know, bust their tables, that, you know, weigh their tables and whatnot. I mean, it's the least you can do. Hey, breaking in. Oh, sorry, it's my family.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up? Hey, family's all good, you know?
Yeah, they're great.
But yeah, I always tip. I always treated my drivers very, very well. As a matter of fact, because here's the thing. One, they know where the bodies are buried. Two, you never know when you need a ride. So, yeah, and I think it was, do you know who Jerry Orbach was? Please tell me yes.
I believe I do.
Well, do you know who Mae West was? Please tell me yes.
Yeah, Mae West is an actress in like the 1940s.
Okay. Yep. Well, anyway, Jerry Orbach, to support himself through college, was working as a limo driver, and Mae West was one of his clients. Well, he spoke to her. She was cool. And at the end of the ride, she gave him a $100 bill, said, "You're going to do well. Good luck."
Wow. That's unbelievable. That beats my first gig. I had John Kelly, who's a former football player and turned host for ET Entertainment Tonight. I don't know if you remember that guy.
Of course. yes.
He gave me a $10 tip, but it was literally a 5-minute, you know, transfer from one location to like Burbank Studios to the Burbank Airport, Bob Hope. And that was pretty easy, pretty seamlessly. And yeah, $10 and said, "You're going to be a hell of a driver." And here I am 25 years later. And I can attest to that. See, I don't know how many tips down the road. I mean, I got the biggest tip at, I think I would say it's $2,000. From a Coachella transfer. Like, that was actually 2 weekends where I drove some pretty cool people that are pretty fun, I'll say. And I got $2,000 tip off of that.
Who were you driving that gave you a $2,000 tip?
That was a $2,000 tip. I can, Seth MacFarlane, I mean, he will tip you just for farting. I mean, like, he was just the coolest guy, you know, like, you literally go by his place and, "Hey, bud." I'll give you a quick illustration of that. So one time they're like, "Jim, why don't you head up to Studio City," I believe it's where he was staying at the time, bachelor pad, small house. For his standards anyways, that's pretty big homes up there now these days. But small house, you know, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, but in Studio City. And you know the area well. So it's really nice still overlooking the 101 freeway. And I get to the house and he's supposed to come out in the next 15 to 20 minutes. At which point he cancels all the plans and says he's not going to make it out. But nevertheless, he decides to keep me there for about 50 minutes. And then he comes out and says, "Hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to go anywhere. But you know what? Here's for all your troubles. Why don't you go have a couple of drinks on me and give me $40. So aside of the already getting paid 2-hour minimum, it's usually 2-hour minimum, he gives me an additional $40.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty fascinating. But That's the, you know, I got way more tales that, you know, I'll for sure we'll talk about it another time, but I want to know all about you. You have a show in Vegas.
Yes, I have a show. People, it's called April in Vegas. We're in pre-production for the next season, which we have, the last season we had Murrell Coffey, her show, Illuminate. It was actually on Broadway. So I had her. I had Elizabeth Diega, who's a celebrity recording artist from Canada. I had one of the folks that created Sleep No More. He created Particle Inc. in Las Vegas. And I also had a segment called Dummies on the Street. But you see, I have somebody who's a bigger party animal than Fergie.
No
LMG.
way.
LMG. there you are, Jimmy. I was wondering what happened to you. I have my crown, and I'm waiting for my limo. Hey, Mae Wilson, let me tell you, I would tip you $100 just for looking at me. Why would you tip him $100? Because I got my sugar daddy paying my bills. You see, there's this guy. I have a guy that, you know, I met him on the internet. Really? Yes, and he's a prince. A prince. And he's from Nigeria. Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So pretty soon, I'll be paying my limo drivers in bars of gold.
I love it. You're fascinating. You're awesome. Thank you for tipping the limo drivers. Absolutely.
Of course. And yeah. I've been on Entertainment Tonight, so of course I tip. Duh.
That's right. You've been on like NBC. You've been on all these different channels. was it Judge Jerry? Is that also a place here?
I thought you were there. On Judge Jerry. Yeah. And let's just put it this way. It's equal pay for puppets, but you can't say puppet. The word is textile American.
So it's made in America?
Yes, of course. And I'm made from textiles. But enough about me. Let's talk about Fergie, okay? I would never pee in 6 shot glasses and like a Bloody Mary. Because I don't need to pee. Duh. Take that, Fergalicious.
Let me ask you, do you know who Trump is?
Him? He wrote me a hush money check that bounced, okay? And the other one snipped my hair and forgot my name. I have no use for either one. So who are you voting for, May? Well, I'm voting for myself. You can't vote for yourself. Yes, I can. It's called a vote of confidence. Duh.
Oh.
What do you think of the gag order that the former president has to deal with? The gag order? I don't understand it at all. Why doesn't he just, like, swallow? But it's a big election, though. Yeah, go on, Jimmy. What would you want to say?
Look, I was going to say about Stormy Daniels. I'm sure she did, right? She swallowed.
Oh, she swallowed a lot. She got paid to swallow. But let's just put it this way. Stormy's old. I'm young. You see, these days, she's more like a drizzle. And I'm a hurricane, baby.
Yeah, you are a hurricane. Hey, I love it.
But it's a big election. Like, you know, Roe versus Wade. Ahem. Roe versus Wade. Yeah, what do you think of it? Hey, girl, as if you know that I don't follow college football. See, you're killing the man, literally.
Yeah. One cough at a time.
how are you liking living in Vegas? Well, I had a setback. Yes, my last sugar daddy died unexpectedly at the age of 97. Ah!
Was that a premature death, would you say? Yeah.
Sure, especially since he forgot to put me in his will. Duh.
That sounds very familiar, right? Isn't that like Anna?
Yes, and you know what the worst part is? His 75-year-old son says that I'm a gold digger. Well, are you? I pay people to do that for me. Duh.
We could bury him, you know. I know where all the buried bodies are, for sure.
I didn't bury him, but he was cremated, and I did a lovely thing. Really, what did you do? I took his ashes, and I sprinkled them at Tiffany's. Why Tiffany's? Because I'm there every day, and that way we can be together. Duh.
You know what? I'll tell you a funny story. this is a true story. Well, most of my stories are true, and they're crazy, you know, at that. My friend's grandfather died, and, you know, they had a cremated him. We put the ashes in an urn and kept it in mm-hmm. the house and center table or whatnot. It was right sitting there, and everyone started having parties, and they weren't moving this thing around, so it stayed there. And after a while, people ran out of cocaine, so you know what they ended up doing.
Of course. Yes, you gotta cut it somehow. So the question is, was your friend's grandfather rich? May be nice. Money can't buy you love. But it sure as heck could have got those people more cocaine. Hey, you see, love is forever. Other things, you know, April, love fades. Diamonds are forever, right, Jimmy?
That's right. Yeah, that's what they say.
Jimmy. So you can date a girl and it hasn't worked out, and you say, well, if only I could have gotten some diamonds and money out of the deal.
Well, I do know where they keep them, so I'm pretty sure I do get, in the end, I do end up with the diamonds.
Really? So what are you doing later, Jimmy? I could use some new ones. I am so sorry. She's very forward.
Yeah, I'll see. It's getting hot in here. Hot and steamy. Okay, so
what's your new pickup line, May, when you meet a man? My new pickup line is, excuse me, sir, do you need an executor for your estate?
And how does it go? Has it worked out pretty good?
It's working out pretty good. I have two new sugar daddies on the hook. One is 80. He's a little young. And the other's closer to 100. But don't you have somebody who's your own age? Yes. But his father doesn't like me. And why doesn't his father like you? His father says, excuse me, I think that you're after my son for his money. And how did you respond to that? No, sir, you're wrong. I'm after your son for your money. Duh.
Oh. You're clever. No doubt. I'm glad, April, you hang out with some pretty smart people these days.
So I'm no dummy, as you can see. So May, what else have you been up to? Well, I'm working on a Christmas song. A Christmas song? Yeah, that's right. We're releasing a Christmas song. And it's a very special Christmas song. It's called Merry Christmas, I Still Hate You. And it's an ode to all the people we didn't marry and the bullets we dodged.
I'd like to hear a piece, if you don't mind. I mean, I'm feeling giddy about it. Actually,
it's still being produced, but basically it's Merry Christmas. So glad I didn't marry you. Merry Christmas. I still hate you, you know. But anyway, we have some big news with the song. We're working with a Grammy award-winning producer by the name of Costas Gus Christ, and otherwise known as Costas Dino. And you should see it this Christmas. And Costas Dino, he's been nominated for a Grammy because, of course, he wants to work with me. I'm a star.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, for sure. And here's the thing. There are all these guys that lied to me about their finances, telling me that they were rich. And you know what? The only thing that they were rich in was Monopoly money, okay?
That's hysterical. That's so funny. Monopoly, and that's it can get you potentially some homes. I mean, I don't know. Depends what your idea of an estate is. You collect a lot of them and be rich, right? A lot of the little houses.
Yeah, of an estate. Palatial, Playboy Mansion, a lot of pools, and a maid and a butler. You almost got an estate, didn't you? Yeah, sure. I was dating a guy with, you know, two kids. And he said, May, I don't think that I'm the man for you. Because I give you the life that you want. Really. So what did you say? You could always get a second job. A second job, that's what you said. And what did he say? He said, I can't get a second job. I need to spend weekends with my children. And what did you say? Well, that works out because they could be the maid and they could be the butler. Whoa. His children could be the maid and the butler. And what did he say? He said, you know what? He said, that is terrible. They are 6 and 8 years old. Wow. And I said, no, that's good. They could learn a valuable life skill, earn money for college. And the cast of Downton Abbey had a great life. Duh.
Sounds brutal, but it's true. It's actually true. You taught him a lesson.
Exactly. You see, his children were afraid of a little hard work. Ah. Oh,
dear Lord. It's not a, you know, I know a thing or two about hard work. I started working very early on. I go out there and grind, literally. Bump and grind. I was getting pimped when I was 7 years old.
Really? You were getting pimped?
Sure.
Well, I was getting pimped when I was, I don't know. I was getting pimped out of the cradle. This is getting very dark.
I know. This is wild. This is getting crazy. All right.
This is getting wild and crazy. But May, you're not afraid of hard work, are you? Well, I'm a hustler. You see, I was catfishing this guy online, and I had him send me all this money because I need plastic surgery. When you say plastic surgery, May, like, what do you mean? I need new tits. New tits? Yes. Because I need some work done. But, May, plastic surgery's not all bad. Actually, some of it's good. I still have more human skin than Fergie and Kathy Griffin.
That stings. Love it. This is great. Talk about burning somebody.
But had your heart broken. What happened? What happened with you and Kermit the Frog? Oh, yeah. Him? He's only into pigs. What about you and Triumph? He pooped on me. Okay. Ew. No thanks. And I'm not into bestiality. Ick.
You're not into bestiality, eh? Okay.
Well, I was willing to make the exception for Kermit because he was rich and more successful, but still, you know, something about a lily pad fetish, not my thing.
So, I want to ask you, do you strip? Do you strip from your textile?
Do I strip?
Yeah.
For the right price, I strip.
Okay. Where is that? Where's the right place?
The right price is a few grand.
Oh, you meant the right price, a few grand. That's it? That's pretty cheap. In 2024, a few grand is
nothing.
Well,
when I say a few grand, I mean my starting fee is 10 grand. It's expensive being
the only. Okay. All right. And do you usually get like creepy old men?
Oh, I always get creepy old men, but I don't mind if they're rich. If you're rich, you can be as creepy as you want.
You show them a good time?
Oh, I always show them a good time. For a good time, they know where to go.
Oh, man.
But why are you the way you are, May? Like, what about you and, like, do you ever, like, what about your family? Oh, them. We don't talk. That's not good. No, we don't talk. Okay, May, fine. What, like, let's get down to business. What about your family? Fine, April. I have a sister named June. Wait, May, you have a sister named June? And like I said, we don't talk. And like I said, that's not good. No, April. June and I don't talk because she's a lime. A mime? Yeah, and a really inconsiderate one, too. Lime is a hard job for ventriloquists to sing. But, May, you guys are getting older. You should make an effort. What's the use? You see, a girl, she always had a grudge. Always had to win the quiet game when we were kids. And, you see, it didn't work out because I like to think outside the box. She likes to be trapped in the box. Let me guess, July and August are your parents. How did you know? My mother's a sock, my father's a pillowcase. I came into this world confused.
At least it wasn't a basket case, right?
Exactly, but September and October have to be better. No, they're even worse. They're my twin brothers. They're a jinx. That's not a nice thing to say about your brothers. No, April, it's true. They really are a jinx. They're voodoo dolls. Voodoo dolls, wow. So, November, December, January, and February have to be an upgrade. Oh, well, they are. That's my dog, my cat, my aunt, and my uncle. Okay. Then that leaves March. Oh, March. He's the success story of the family. He's in the automotive industry. The automotive industry. Does he own a car lot? No, he's a crash test dummy. And that least one person. Who's that? You, April. Ta-da! See? Stepping upstairs. Anyway, I gotta go meet my sugar daddy. But I'll be back later, Jimmy. You want to see this mouth and all the things that I can do?
I want to see your fun day.
But I'm on the radio. I'll be back. Mae Wilson. Wow, she's a handful, Jimmy, isn't she?
Yeah, handful and a half, I'll say.
Yeah.
To you,
so I hope right. Fergie's not listening to, because she was talking some serious trash.
Yeah, but that's all we do here. It's quite okay. I'm the stream of consciousness. And when I'm not sick, I'm, you know, a lot of shit's going to get said. Like when you were on my other, my podcast, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver, and, you know, a lot of different stuff got said, you know what I mean? And people were listening and whatever. I'm all for it. I just believe that it's nice that once upon a time you stumble across a radio that you can, no holds bar, you can, you know, take no prisoners kind of attitude, say whatever the fuck comes to mind. And give zero fucks, you know, just all about that. I'm happy to be here at LA Talk Radio with my new show, Almost Famous. And speaking of Almost Famous, I mean, you're at the cusp of fame. I mean, you have, there was this thing with your boyfriend. Help me remember that. What was the deal with your boyfriend? You had a,
well, here's the,
yeah, go ahead.
I had a fiance. Okay.
Right.
And the whole thing was a bad idea. He proposed on the third date, and apparently that's a red flag when men do that.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, soon he made me choose between him and the puppets, and being a professional ventriloquist was the most important thing in the world to me. But I thought, well, that's an unattainable goal. What's attainable is being a wife and, you know, all that stuff. So I put my puppets away. The relationship got worse and worse and worse. He was abusive and controlling to nobody's shock but my own. Apparently, you know, who would have thunk it? So anyway, after almost a lonely year, I come in the kitchen. May's on my arm. May, do you want to help me tell this part of the story? And I certainly do. You see, April was keeping me under the bed where I had more bugs in me than Kim Kardashian, and it wasn't from doing anything fun, okay? So anyway, long story short, April said, I miss you. And yeah, I said, I miss you. And I said, what do? I said, you gotta let them know that you made your choice. You chose between him and the puppets, and you chose me. So I walked into the living room with May on my arm, and May, what did you say to him? I said, April's chosen. It's me, and it's the puppets, and it's the ventriloquism. And I took out a magnifying glass, and I said, I still can't see your manhood. And so that's how we broke up with him. That's how I ended my engagement. And it's worked out ever since. And if he's listening, you're still a loser. May Wilson.
You went viral for something. Yeah, help me. You know, if my mind doesn't really serve me well right this minute, but you did mention you went viral for something, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh yeah, leaving him.
That's, it made the papers, right? Like it was all over the place.
Yeah, it went viral from England to Iceland to Italy, then from Russia to China, India. Then from Australia to Singapore to Indonesia, then from Ghana to Nigeria to Kenya, then from Colombia to Brazil to Guatemala. That's right, LA Talk Radio. I'm a celebrity in Guatemala. So I'm already, Frontline actually said, ventriloquist who splashes out 20 grand a year on her puppets that even have their own bedroom dumps her fiance after he says it's them or me. So folks, I thought I found my Mr. Right. Boy, was I wrong. So I'm not looking for Mr. Right. I'm just desperately seeking Mr. Okay. So LA Talk Radio, if you know anybody, I'm here.
I think the message has been out there. She's spoken, and I'm sure they're going to start coming in, all the submissions. What are you looking for in Mr. Right, April?
Well, I'm looking for somebody that's not in prison.
Okay. Do you want him sleeved, tattooed, sleeved, or not sleeved with tattoos?
You know,
or?
I can I can live with some tattoos, just no hepatitis C ink, please. No staph infection ink. Okay, so no prison, no drug problems, no wife. You what see, if they it have seems wives? Like the standards are no wife, no kids. Mm-hmm. No kids. And if they no kids, no adult kids living in home, no little kids with problems, no baby mamas with problems.
Yeah.
No visit. You see, I know that this sounds like, oh my gosh, you're scraping bottom. Well, guess what? Most of the guys out there are bottom. Like, I'm serious. Like, it is really brutal out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Do you ever go on, like, online dating apps and that sort of thing? Or?
Oh, yeah. That being said, another requirement, no psych meds, no crying on the first date, no sucking your thumb, no having your mother call at 3 a.m. That too. You can't bring your pet, like the list just goes on. And, you know, the older you get, I guess I'm the classification of bitter woman, but, you know, bitter just means I'm realistic about the field.
Right. Do you ever run into someone like, I mean, this is serious, you know, nowadays a lot of people do cosplay and there's folks that are into like being cats and that kind of thing. You ever ran into someone that wants to be like a cat, starts meowing or, hey, you know, you want to hang out in my house, and they're like, you know, pooping all over the place and that kind of environment.
I never ran into a cat, but I ran into an adult baby that wanted me to beat him on the sidewalk of New York City. That was weird.
Yeah. There's people that get paid for that. In fact, I hear there's folks that, you know,
didn't get paid for that. He wanted to do it for fun. And you know, here's the thing. My 2-year-old niece, Puddin', she wears a diaper, okay? She's right. 2. She should be wearing and pooping in a diaper. You're 32. You should not be wearing and pooping in a diaper. Like, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Right.
You know, yeah, but it's really tough to meet people. And like I said, I just want a guy that hasn't been to prison. And I want to grab this hitter you got to see. Don't say tramp. Hello, Talk Radio. You said prison. Yeah, you have those 34 felony counts you were just found guilty of. Fake news, that trial was rigged. Besides, what can I say? Chicks dig a guy with 34 felony counts. I've heard about some of the guys you've dated, April. It gives the rappers more street cred, and Orange is the new tramp.
Trump, What do you think it makes you more popular now that you've been found guilty on 34 counts? You're definitely, I mean, your street cred and you're super popular among the ladies. I know that much. I mean, what do you think?
Of course, I've always been popular among the ladies. And speaking of which, you were talking about golden showers. And can I tell you a secret? What's that? Fergalicious has given me quite a few. Her and Svetlana.
I can't with this guy. Hey, you know what? You got my vote, so, by the way. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for this guy for sure.
Good. Everybody should vote for me. So if you're reelected, what are you going to do for America? Well, April, I'm going to make America white again. Excuse me? I'm going to make America great again. But you said white. Great white. What's the difference?
Like a great white
and
shark.
Why should people vote for you? April, I'm master of everything. I have billions and billions of dollars. I was hosting my own successful reality TV show, and I was president of my own university. Trump University, you were super fake news, April. The Better Business Bureau gave me a AAA rating. Wait, the Better Business Bureau gave you a AAA rating? Wrong. A triple K rating. KKK.
Wow. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff. You get more charges on you. I hear it's...
Charges?
I hear there's an uphill battle.
Yeah, you got to warn them.
Yeah,
it's an uphill... It's an uphill battle. You tell them, Jim.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle for you, buddy. I hear there's way more people after you. It's like a witch hunt. They want Trump out, completely out. There's no way in hell they're going to allow you to be president again. So what do you have to say to that?
It's a witch hunt. Well, let me tell you something else. You want to talk about witches? I have a witch in the family. Who's the witch? My daughter, Tiffany. Next. That's not nice. Be nice to Tiffany. What has she ever done to you? But what about the wall, President Trump? You keep talking about the wall. Well, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Really? All I have to do is go to the Western Union and cook up the money order. What could possibly go wrong?
I doubt it. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Because now they have a Jew as the president, Claudia Sheinbaum.
They're not paying for the wall. They're not paying for the wall. But let's just be real. You said you were going to build the wall, and you didn't. What happened? Well, I wasn't a career politician when I ran, but now I am. Look at how good I did my job.
I think you did a hell of a job.
But former President Trump, tell these people what you're up to. Well, this July, April and I are trying to go to the RNC. That's right. We're trying to go to the RNC this July. Former President Trump, so what are we doing? We set up a fundraiser.com. So that's right. You can donate to our fundraiser. So that way, a dummy can go to the RNC and you can help. That's right. Help get a dummy to the RNC this July. Yes, fundraiser.com. All proceeds go to our food, our clothing, our shelter. But former President Trump, why aren't you paying out of your billions of dollars? Well, my legal bills are expensive. And besides, the Bible sales aren't going as well as I thought they would. Your Bible. Let's talk about your Bible. Well, instead of 10 commandments, I only have 8. Really? I took out the one about stealing and adultery.
Oh, no. Naughty, naughty boy.
And let's talk about what else is in your Bible. Well, you know how Cain was punished for killing Abel? Yeah. What's new in your Bible? Cain is given a promotion because Abel is in the way of his success in his corporate takeover. That is not what happened at all. And what else happened? In the book of Genesis, the snake's a little larger and Eve has bigger boobs. Well, no wonder your Bible's not doing well. But anyway, folks, if you want to donate, the link's on fundraiser.com. Help send a donate to the RNC. Now, but former President Trump, what are some of the things you're going to run on? Well, Jimmy, let me know what you think of this. I'm going to run on family values.
Okay, let's hear it. What's your definition?
You know what the number one cause of divorce is in this country?
No, I don't.
Is it money? Wrong! Marriage! Folks, you can't make this stuff up. But former President Trump, what about your Muslim ban that you were talking about? Well, I have something to reveal on LA Talk Radio. And what's that? I'm Muslim. Muslim? No, Muslim. Silk, cotton, polyester, Muslim. But how's life after your conviction? Well, it's been bad and worse. Okay, so what's been bad? The bad news is I got convicted on 34 felony counts. And what's worse?
Yeah.
What's worse is probation is recommending that I be released into the custody of my wife.
I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, that is true. Are you married, Jimmy?
Yes. And so, I'm married to a wonderful person. So
You're a wonderful person, but if you were Donald J. Trump, would you want jail right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So, but tell us some good news. Because, like we said, the campaign's on fundraiser.com and we're almost 50% to our goal. So that's good. So once again, donate. Help send a dummy to the RNC. But what's some really good news? Some really good news is I think I'm changing my stance on immigration. And why is that, former President Trump? My wives are always the newest, hottest, youngest foreign import.
Ain't that the effing truth, right?
But are you still pro-life? Of course I'm pro-life. Throw the baby over the cliff. Let God decide.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a little rough, but what about the LGBTQ people? Is that Pride Month? Well, April, I love my BLT people. Your BLT people? Yes, and I'm coming out as transgender. Wait, you're coming out as transgender? Of course I am. I mean, you're fisting me now. Duh.
Wow. It's going to make such a great president. If you get elected again, I'm definitely can hardly wait to see how all this is going to unfold. It's going to be a madhouse again. And
of course, definitely. It's going to be a madhouse. Did I tell you what I'm going to do once I'm elected? Oh, dear.
Here we go. Tell me. I want to hear it.
You see, we got to raise money for the veterans. That's great. Are you a veteran, Jimmy?
That's right. Well, I'm not. My uncle is. Vietnam, but not me.
Good. Your uncle's gonna like this. And what are you gonna do to raise money for the veterans? The First Lady and I are making a sex tape. Oh no.
Oh, excellent.
It's gonna be called Barbara's Bush Gone Wild. It's gonna be shown to the Lincoln bedroom.
That's maniacal. You're crazy. I love where your mind is, actually. Super amusing. So,
but President Trump, you know, like, what? So say something nice. You're always saying mean things. Hey, girl, you remind me of my daughter. Ah!
that's he's trying to be nice. So
you're trying to be nice.
Points for effort.
Something nice to Jimmy. Jimmy, you remind me of the son that I can tolerate. What son's that? Don Jr., Eric. He's like Tiffany. We just keep him around. What about Barron? What do you think of Barron? Him? Yeah. Him. I was supposed to go to his high school graduation, but I skipped it because it's boring.
Who was the keynote speaker? Do you even know? Did they have a keynote speaker? Not even that.
Keynote speaker, it should have been me. Or I should have looked at them and said, listen, unless you make $1 billion, you're a loser.
What do you think about Biden?
Loser. You know what I think about Biden? I think that he's probably asleep right now and they just changed his diaper.
Oh, boy.
Well, what if he's around the corner, President Trump? You might not want to say that. Really? Well, he's going to have to use his walker if he can remember where he is. You have to meet your probation officer? Yeah, I do. Good Bertha. Donald J. Trump. But, yeah, what if I told you that we did have Biden time here?
You do?
Yeah, we do.
No way.
Way. I keep it fair. I make fun of everyone. And so that being said, one more plug for the fundraiser, folks.
Uh-huh.
But let me go wake them up. But like I said, I make fun of everybody. I'm an equal opportunity offender. I'm an ecumenical abuser.
You reach across party lines.
Yes, I do.
There he is. Hey, Sleepy Joe.
Hello, 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 young man. What's your name?
Jimmy. Call me Jim.
Jimmy. When I was a boy in Scranton, my father said, Joey, always use with your head and don't lead with your Jimmy. It always gets you in trouble.
So, did you think that you were going to be president when you grew up?
Here's the deal. When I was a boy in Scranton, my father said, Joey, to a Christian the past and to understand the future, we should cherish the present.
Oh, president. Yes, president. If you're reelected, you're going to be the oldest person to be president ever.
Knock on wood, I'm as quick as a whip. Knock on wood, I'm as strong as an ox. Knock on wood, who are you again? April.
Oh, April. Yes, April. What are you doing?
The eyes are going. I'm using my nose just like my dog Major.
Okay.
That's very characteristic of you, Biden, by the way. You like sniffing around, huh? I like sniffing around the ladies.
Well, I like sniffing around in general. So what is that smell? It's pungent.
Pungent.
Yes, and it's coming from over there.
What is it?
It looks like Fergie, and I think that that's urine.
Yeah.
And how do you know it's urine?
Here's the deal. When my dog Major wants to mark his territory, he pees on everything. So, young man, I know that you were making fun of Fergie, but maybe she was marking your limo so she could come back later.
She can come, all right.
That's what I hear.
So what do you think of your opponent?
I'm ready to debate him anytime, any place, anywhere. Hi-ya! Wow.
Let the games begin, right?
That's right. Let the games begin. You see, he likes to talk trash, but when I was a boy in Scranton, the nuns used to beat me, Joey B, for my stutter. But I mastered my stutter, and I learned how to street fight. And I learned how to wax on, wax off. And I will be ready for June 22nd. I'm here, Donald J. Trump. I'm calling you out. What were we talking about again?
The debate, June 27th. Oh, the debate. Yes, the debate.
Don't forget, Biden. We want to see you there, Sleepy. We want to see you, Sleepy Joe, face off Donald Trump. And I can hardly wait. It's going to be one for the books.
Wait either, but former President Biden, it's a little wacky because I'm used to addressing you both. You've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes, I have. Young man, I've been around so long that did you attend dances in high school?
Sure, I did.
Well, I'm so old that when I was in school, we had minuets.
When you first started practicing law?
When I was a young lawyer in Scranton, we used to wear powdered wigs to court.
Uh-huh. Really?
So what do you want to know from President Biden time, Jimmy?
Biden, I want you to come back on the show. Is that a possibility you could bring April again? Because she's fantastic. All your constituents can hardly wait to see you come back and see you to address the nation here at Ally Talk Radio. Is that a possibility? Because we ran out of time. I mean, this.
Of course.
I would love that.
Here's the deal. I will come back and I will address the constituents because I am cool Joey B. And as a bonus, we'll even debate on Ally Talk Radio.
I'm beyond blessed to have you graces with, you know, your ingenuity and quick as a whip always, April. Thank you so much for coming on this new show that I have, Almost Famous. I like to plug in, you know, all your handles. So go ahead and shoot that now for all of our listener and viewership.
So for all the listeners and viewership, I am on www.aprilbrooker.tv. Donate to fundraiser.com.
And like she said, help a dummy get to the RNC.
And I'm on Instagram, YouTube, April Brooker Comedy. And check out my book, if you want to learn my secrets on Amazon, Don't Read My Lips. And President Joe Biden time, what would you like to say?
I'd like to say the fact of the matter is we've had a wonderful time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Once again, I'm humbled. Thank all you guys that tuned in. Make sure you share this. I want more and more people to get some laughs. And most importantly, at the end of the day, want to entertain. And we're bringing you live every Wednesday. Once again, Almost Famous, yours truly, Jim Francis. Otherwise, let the good times roll. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.